Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
ThermoShed Thermogenic Fat Burner by EC Sports is a number one weight loss supplement for a reason. ThermoShed is an all-natural fat burning formula made to boost your metabolism, increase fat loss, boost energy, and tone your body. Losing weight has never been easier. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com to get a top-rated, clean and tested weight loss supplement manufactured locally. For a limited time, use code ROAR for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
Neptune doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Rage. We are back. We are joined by our good friend Mick Mixon of the Carolina Panthers at this hour. Mick, it's great to have you back. We appreciate your time as always.
I appreciate you appreciating it, and it's an honor to be on your show. And for those who don't know, this is the man who has probably wallpaper in his house is of index cards with different draft choices and his big board. That, probably needs psychological counseling for all the hours he's invested in college football and pro football, but I respect how you work at it, Walt, so thanks for calling me.
Mick, it's always good to have you. First of all, Mick, what is this slanderous noise I hear that suggests that you are going to be stepping down after this year? Is that true?
Oh, yeah, it has to be done. It's been thinking about this for a couple of seasons. I'll be 63 in October, and I have adored this gig and others like it. It's all I ever wanted to be was a sports broadcaster, but ever since I was a little kid. But I also never wanted to be that guy that died in the chair. You know, you just stay on and stay on. I always thought, okay, when I get to be somewhere in my early 60s, I'm probably going to take it to the address and try to orchestrate it. You know, on your own terms, if that makes any sense, and just call this last season to the best of my ability and my colleagues with me, and I think it's going to be a good year. I think the Panthers are going to be a handful, and then pass it on, let somebody else take it for a while.
Well, all I can tell you is personally, I'm disappointed. I respect your decision, obviously, but I think you brought so much to the table. You're a man with great insight, comprehension, remarkable wit, really attaining, which is why we love having you guest on the show, and you will truly be missed. But congratulations on a brilliant career, and if this is what you choose to do, you have certainly earned it, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. It's not like I'm dying or anything. I mean, it is. People have been so nice over the last little bit, and I'm just humbled by people saying nice things about me. But it's not, it's really, announcers are just the conduit. I stridently believe this. We just are the conduit through which the deeds of these coaches and athletes travel. And, the sun rises, the sun sets, and pretty soon there'll be a season upon us, and then there'll be a search and then another candidate, and then the focus, as it should, will shift to them. And I can't wait to sit on my tractor on Sundays starting in the fall of 2022 and listen to the Carolina Panthers Radio Network and see how the new person does it.
Do you actually have a tractor, Mick?
2007 John Deere 4720 with a CX400 loader. No, wait a second. Don't interrupt me. This is important. The people in this part of your listening audience, I guarantee there's about one out of every 10 listeners right now that know exactly what I'm talking about and could go horsepower, wheelbase. They're probably saying, I wonder, ask him, does he have turf tires? Does he have R3 tires? Or did he go with the ag tires, or what did he do?
Oh, Lord. You know, by the way, Ramona, I was remiss. We should have explored that are you dying question right up front. So I'm glad you cleared that up, by the way, Mick. Glad you cleared up the fact that you are well.
No, I'm not dying. I'm getting ready to start living. Good. Not that being a sports announcer isn't great living, but I'm just so happy and so excited. I married Alamance County girl, about 5 feet of hell. She's down the hall here getting ready. We got an event tonight, so I'm going to bounce here in a few minutes. But yeah, man, we're going to hang out with the grandkids and teach them the difference between being my grandson's got to learn the difference between being a boy and being a man, and their father and me are just the ones to teach them.
Are you going to be playing music again?
I don't know. No, I still practice some, and we've talked about it. Maybe getting the band back together. We might have a reunion tour.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like the thing to do. You could have some time now when you're not tractoring.
That is true, but there's a lot of vegetation that needs to be dealt with in a most stern way. So I got on the back of this tractor, I got a Category 1 hitch. I got a 5-foot rotary cutter, a bush hog, and I just sharpened the blades this morning. I was lying under there with my angle grinder, and you just can't believe what good living it is. There's nothing like a little bit of land and a little pond and chores that need doing.
All right, Mick, let's talk about your football team. Because you just said you think they're going to have a really good year. I do too. Look, this division is obviously very difficult. Tampa Bay, defending Super Bowl champions. My expectation is that team is actually going to be better this year, and maybe significantly so than they were last year. I mean, honestly, I could see them winning 15 games if Brady stays healthy. Then you have the New Orleans Saints. Now could be run by Jameis Winston. Still the Saints. Still Sean Payton. Still a team that's going to win, going to find a way to win probably 11 games or so, even under Jameis's direction. We'll see what he looks like with the tutelage of Payton and what he learned from Drew Brees while he was with him. And then, you know, the Atlanta Falcons seem to be a team in transition. We don't really know about them. Obviously, they had a significant draft pick in Kyle Pitts. Where does Carolina fit in right now in your mind? I think clearly this is a team on the rise. I don't think there's any question about it. Where do you think they are right now in that hierarchy?
I think if we were a stock, we'd be somewhere in the cryptocurrency, somewhere in the Bitcoin mode of getting ready to explode. I think that with all credit to the Bucks and what they did last year, all credit to Sean Payton, who could take almost anybody off the street and make them make that offense pretty toxic playing quarterback. He's just that gifted and that good, natural born play caller. And then the greatly detested Atlanta Falcons, as you mentioned. I think that the Panthers slot in there somewhere in the double-digit win games category with a shot at being relevant, good chance to go to the playoffs. That's how I see it anyway, Walt. I think we're going to be very fast on defense. This defense is going to be much improved over a year ago. The big question, the unanswered question, is can Sam Darnold function? And what do we have in this guy as a trigger man? The coaches love him. All good so far, double thumbs up. You hear players like Christian McCaffrey saying all the right things. But, of course, as we all know, until you get out there and do it, you're only a person that has potential.
Well, you know, he has some weapons around him, finally, and there was no fair way to evaluate him based on that experience with the Jets. You know, I told you what Bill Polian said about him. Polian said that his fear is he has the interception gene and you're never going to coach that out of him. There was a little of that at Southern Cal. There was certainly a lot of that with the Jets. But I think there were reasons in both instances. That O-line at Southern Cal wasn't good. And with the Jets, he had, first of all, he had terrible coaching. And the only receiver worth a damn, they wound up in Carolina in Robbie Anderson. So all he had left was a slot in Jamison Crowder and nothing else at all to work with. No running game, no offensive line, no receivers. That's hard on any quarterback.
Oh, no, I agree with you. And I think that what you got right here is, it reminds me of I was talking about stocks earlier. It reminds me of financial planning. Do you want to do it yourself? And do you want to get up every day with Forbes, Barron's, Wall Street Journal, watch the markets, try to short sell, learn how all this works? Do you want to be a David Tepper Jr.? Or do you want to find someone you trust and pay them a small fee to do it? In this, and what I mean by all this is that the Carolina Panthers, I'm not qualified to tell you. I can tell you what I think about Sam Darnold, but the people who are paid to do it, and I'm speaking about our new general manager and our head coach, they cannot wait. They feel like they got a fantastic deal with a quarterback that will turn 24 this month. His football age is much older than his chronological age. He gets the ball downfield, big arm, and they feel like they can surround him with a robust O-line, the running game necessary, a couple of fast receivers, some juice at tight end, and make this offense sing.
Well, look, if there was any doubt as to their level of belief in Darnold, that doubt was somewhat erased when they bypassed Justin Fields.
Exactly, yeah, and Scott Fitterer, I had spent a lot of time with him because of COVID and this and that, but I have been around him just enough to know that he's a football guy. Well, I mean, he's eaten up with it. He is an astute evaluator, a talent. And then Matt Rhule, man, he's got this X-ray vision. He can look at you and in a heartbeat can tell whether you play this game because you love it, whether you're willing to die in the fight, or do you play because, well, you kind of like the money and you kind of like the folding cash and you kind of like what it can do for you and your family. And he wants, and you know where this is going, and I won't talk for a long time about, but he wants guys that it's personal to, that this matters to. And you can just see it. I mean, the Panthers are going places. Whether will it be this year, I don't know. You mentioned other good teams in the division, and the schedule's pretty challenging. But I think that absolute victory is not that far off.
I agree. And you know, and Brady's not going to be there forever, I don't think. And Breeze is already gone. I love Rhule. I loved what I saw Rhule do in college at multiple schools, and the analytics, the speed, the character, the toughness he seeks in players. And clearly, you know, honestly, I loved Rhule when this hire was made, but I sort of had this own test in my mind last year, Mick, in that I wanted to see what they did at draft time, because I fully believed that this team needed to spend every pick on defense. The defense was an abomination. You're like 31st against the run. And two of the guys that I really wanted Carolina to get were Derek Brown and Jeremy Chinn, and you got both of them. And that whole draft spent on defense, which was exactly what this team needed. And now you come back this year and you add some more interesting pieces. Let's talk about this defense a little bit, because there are now a lot of interesting pieces on this defense, including some of the young guys I just mentioned. But you also bring in Hassan Reddick. Reddick was a guy who obviously Rhule had experience with, who was sort of lost until last year. Then he exploded when he was finally used correctly. And I would imagine, to some degree, Matt Rhule plans on using him in similar fashion.
I would think so. So the headline story, in my mind anyway, from last year, and we could talk for a long time about Teddy Bridgewater and the near misses and the close losses and all of that. The headline story of the 2021 Carolina Panthers, or the 2020 Carolina Panthers, rather, in my mind was couldn't get off the field. Could not get off the field on third down. Other teams are batting, you know, 9 of 13 on third down, and 6 of 11 on third down, and in the Saints case, 12 of 14 on third. It's just death. It's just slow death by 1,000 little cuts. So the Panthers are addressing that and have addressed it, And I think that this defense with Phil Snow, OTA's rookie minicamp, this is much more important, even with a new QB, I think, for the defenders on this roster than for the offense and the special teams unit. They need to get singing out that same hymnal, and I think that process is well underway.
Let's talk about a couple of these guys, and we'll let you go. Obviously, the first pick, J.C. Horn, you had your choice of cornerbacks. Sewell was gone. Analytics probably suggested J.C. Horn as the better overall athlete. He's certainly a competitor. What do you have in J.C. Horn?
Yeah, Surtain got great coaching at Alabama and from his dad, and so what's his ceiling? I mean, that would have been a good pick, too, because the Panthers needed some cornerback help. But yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Now, J.C. Horn, this was – the media was all a Twitter, no pun intended, at the first – practice with the rookies. J.C. Horn walks out there and he looks like Big Bad John. I mean, he looks like a man. He's just not that 6'1", he's listed at 6'1", 200, but it's not a normal mere mortal 6'1", 200. He is put together and just looks great on the hoof. And his attitude, that combative, that feisty attitude, I mean, that's the theme. That's emblematic of the kind of people that the Panthers want and are getting.
He has some dog in him, too. He really does. I mean, I watched him against all those elite guys. He's the one guy who gave Pitts trouble. But I watched him shut down Seth Williams of Auburn, totally stone Seth Williams of Auburn, almost embarrass him. So he's a guy who likes the challenge, and I think that bodes well. Let me mention one other guy. And it's because I think he's one of the ultimate steals of the draft. I know there was some off-field deal that caused him to fall because, I think the guy went like 100 picks after what he should have gone, and that's Davion Nixon. I think Nixon has real ability. I think he's explosive. I think he could be an absolute steal for the Panthers. How about Davion Nixon?
Yeah, funny you mention that. I was thinking about this the other day. He had a press availability, and I was just watching him, and then I listened to what Matt Rhule said about him. One thing I love about Matt Rhule, Walt, parenthetically, is that a lot of coaches, if you say, Coach, for example, if you just asked the same question of Matt Rhule that you just asked of me, many coaches with their wheels would chock into that rudder. Well, we feel like we've got a lot of, not just him, but we got a lot of great guys in this class. Matt Rule's not like that. He doesn't care. I mean, he'll take it head on, and he did this the other day, and he said, and he was asked, it was a more general question, about who else has stood out to you. And he talked about Nixon and how just what a great get-off he's got, what a just an angry, high-revving motor he plays with, his ability to his anchor strength at the point of attack, good hand placement, ability to get off blockers and make the play and track the football, the angles that he plots to the ball. I mean, I couldn't write it all down fast enough.
I think I lost Mick for 1 second there, everyone. Mick, absolutely, and I thought he was the biggest steal of the draft. Great talking to you, Mick, again. We'll talk to you during the season. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on short notice again, and congratulations on a great career, and enjoy your tractoring.
You're the best. I appreciate it, Walt. Let's talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely, Mick. Thank you. Quick break. Okay. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage.
Nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun Filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Get 2 Cajun Filet biscuits for just $5 at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, Medicare recipient and WCCP listener. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Questions that I receive a lot are, if I have a chronic health condition, or if I get extra help on my prescription drug cost, or if I have Medicare and Medicaid, or if I have relocated recently, or if I have just recently started my Part B late, or I am at least 65 and just now retiring from work, do I qualify for a special election period to make a plan change? The simple answer is yes. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and I will be glad to assist you.
You know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 400 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then at 7 o'clock, we get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
I can't get a hold of myself, breaking all the rules, playing games with my head. My love said I've gone off the rails, but I know it's okay, 'cause I do it so well. I'm in my 20s, living reckless.
Walk up to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. First of all, let me thank Mick Mixon. Always a pleasure speaking with Mick. I actually will be sad to see him go. He's actually way too young. I mean, he's at the top of his game. It's sort of ridiculous, really, that he wants to go ride the tractor around. Although, I've got some tractor love on the text line. Texter 844 says, nice tractor setup. Smell of fresh dirt and diesel fuel. Hard to beat. There you go. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. The perfect way to express yourself is a beautiful gift from Turner's Jewelers. They have a sparkling selection of rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. Look, Turner's isn't a chain. It's a special place. Mark and his staff just do an incredible job. The store is enormous. The selection is unparalleled. Mark has the largest selection of diamonds in stock in the upstate. No one's remotely close. You know, you get a lot of these places, you have to make an appointment to go see a diamond. They have to order them, not at Turner's. They're in stock right now in any price range you want. So go see Mark. If it's time to pop the question, you need to get to Turner's Jewelers. Look, whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart, amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. It's always the right time to give a gift, so remember forever. Show your school spirit with university charms from the Turner's Jewelers collection. Choose Turner's for your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They even have silicone tiger paw wedding bands, a family tradition of excellent service for over 60 years in the upstate. They design jewelry every day in-house. If you want something completely unique, they have 3D CAD technology. They've designed jewelry for a million years. They're experts at it. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. It's amazing. Plus, Turner's pays premium prices for your old gold and silver. Choose a truly special gift they'll treasure forever, crafted and given with love. Turner's Jewelers, the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how, and you will thank me later. All right, back to the phones. Okay, I have to go out of order here for 1 second, all right? There's a specific reason I'm going to do what I'm about to do. So I'm going to ask Lincoln and Seminole Ted to hold 1 second. You'll understand why in just a moment. Line three. Craig, tell us, Craig.
You there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Go ahead,
hello.
Craig.
How you doing?
Tell us.
How you
good.
Doing? All right. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. At Wednesday, I couldn't tell you the time. I talked on your radio station about losing Clemson, and I don't know what time it was back. A Mr. Williams got back to you and saying, "I saw your dog." And I was calling Mr. Williams trying to get, he finally got a hold of me and he says, I was going down, it's called Hell's Hole, sorry for swearing. I caught, it was about 1,000 yards and he explained, and I said, you saw Clemson. So we had drones up, we put field cameras out 4:30 this morning. We caught her on one of our field cameras, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, she was in Elizabeth Arms. I cannot thank you people enough. Mr. Williams, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you. Thank you. Roy, if it was not for your radio station and Mr. Williams, I never would have found it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Craig, that's awesome news. Mr. Williams, us, whatever little bit any of us did, we're absolutely thrilled to help. That's what we're there for. That's the difference in local radio, and we're incredibly happy that this story has a perfect conclusion. So great news. Yeah, okay. Craig, we lost,
yeah,
Craig Ramona?
Yeah, Craig's gone.
Yeah, I know Craig was emotional, and I understand it. And you know, it's funny. You know, Craig plays this sort of role all the time, you know, sort of the agitator role. But you can see the truth of it. Just good-hearted. And I know for a fact he was out there, you know, 24/7. And he did have drones up. I think I put the video of that up, looking for him. And Mr. Williams' call was certainly helpful. It served to narrow the specific area. And so, perfect conclusion to that story. How happy does that make you, Ron? It's just awesome.
Oh, it's great. So, when he told me, I thought it was great. I'm so happy. Yeah, people are asking on the text line. You know, that's one thing. We have a great listener base at this station.
Oh, absolutely.
People just, I mean, they just are so happy to help when somebody has something like that. I know it's a dog and everything, but it's very important. You know, dogs are part of your family, and they get lost. Yeah. And the fact that Mr. Williams saw the dog right when we were talking about it. That's what he told me. He said, I just saw it 2 seconds ago. And that was because Craig went on the air and told everybody he lost his dog. And now he's got his dog back. So it's a great story.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you wonder, you know, what your real role in life is, and there are elements where we do serve an important function other than just sports, and whether it's and the people of this upstate in South Carolina, you know, no matter how many times you ask, when it's a charitable, it's a philanthropic situation, they just always ring the bell. And when it's a situation like this, same deal. You know, people want to help. And a wonderful conclusion. I did find this out just before the show today. I did not want to break this news myself. I wanted Craig to have a chance to tell his story. He was asking to tell his story. He wanted to go on air and tell it. So I held off on making the announcement. But and apparently some of you people on the text line had already deduced that somehow. I don't know how, but maybe it was the hint of good news to come. But congratulations to Craig and to all you who helped the cause, Mr. Williams as well. Lincoln, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Lincoln. Appreciate you getting in.
So this morning, me and Rockley, we had a little battle. I gave him what my schedule prediction was for Notre Dame, and he didn't like it. So I had Notre Dame going 7-5, including a 5-game losing streak, losing to Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, USC, and UNC. He did not like that very much. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. How do you think Notre Dame would do?
I bet right he didn't like you suggesting a 5-game losing streak. Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to be as good for sure. Give me those five again. These five games are consecutive.
I have them. Yeah, it's 5 consecutive games. I have them losing to Wisconsin at home, Cincinnati at home, at Virginia Tech, USC at home, and North Carolina at home.
You know, the question is that program good enough to handle the loss of Ian Book and not take a serious hit? I don't know the answer to that. I see you working there, Lincoln, and I don't know if they'll lose 5 straight, though. I think that their overall football team is good enough. Now, again, they lost some key pieces on both sides. Mostly Owusu-Koramoah might be the biggest loss. But I don't know about 5 straight. Which of those games are home games again?
The Wisconsin game, the Cincinnati game, the USC game, and the North Carolina game. I think the Cincinnati game might be a neutral site game.
I mean, look, they could lose all of them. I doubt they'll lose all of them, though. I think they're just good enough as a football program. But I don't think they're going to have a top 5, top 10 season. I think they are going to take a hit. I don't think there's any question about that. Where, you know, and you know how we know this, Lincoln? Because Reichle has vanished. Reichle.
You're Reichle's, right about that.
Yeah, Reichle's not feeling nearly as cocky or confident as he has previously. He's on the down low. Reichle's in the witness protection program.
He's still telling me that Trubisky's going to develop under Josh Allen and go somewhere else and become really good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not for nothing, but how is he going to develop under Josh Allen? Because he's never going to see the field. I mean, honestly, Lincoln, what really is going to happen is Trubisky's just going to disappear. His family's not even going to know where he went. And honestly, you know, if you didn't say that on air, the vast majority of the listening audience probably doesn't even know that Mitchell Trubisky is the backup in Buffalo. That's how out of sight, out of mind he is. Yeah. He'll never be heard from again. He'll be selling insurance in the greater Buffalo area. It'll be Mitchell Trubisky Insurance in 3 years.
Or maybe even Mitchell Trubisky or Trubisky and Book Insurance Sales. both of them together. Maybe they can do it.
Trubisky and Book insurance sales. I like it, Lincoln. I like it. Lincoln rubbing some salt in Reichley's wounds.
I know this is supposed to be his buddy.
Yeah. It's okay. We like this.
We get into it every now and then.
Yeah.
But perhaps the craziest thing he said this morning was then he went a step further and said that Tyler Butcher is better than every starting quarterback on the schedule except for Sam Howell and Desmond Ridder. I think, personally, Keaton Slovis, Brennan Armstrong, and Mackenzie Milton are better than Tyler Butcher, and I think Jeff Sims is a lot more talented.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Lincoln. I think we'll see, but I Notre Dame is absolutely going to take a step back. There's no question about that. It's excellent work, Lincoln. Continue to give Reichley, the business.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lincoln. You know, Ramona, I was trying to think of all the words that were coming to mind.
Yeah.
Would be suitable only for satellite radio. So.
Yeah. Is that why you came up with the business?
Yeah. The business. Come up with the business.
Give him the business.
That's come up with the business plan. 7-0-10. Yeah. 7-0-10 knows how many shows we've done over 15 years. It's a pretty impressive feat. You'll hear when we get back. But great news on little Clemson, Craig's dog. She has been found. Waltip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
For the perfect engagement or wedding ring you want for her, nobody says I do, like my friends at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. A family tradition of jewelry excellence for over 60 years, Turner's Jewelers has that gift she'll cherish forever. From diamonds to earrings, necklaces to watches, you'll find it at Turner's. Have them custom design a piece or shop their full Pandora collection, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how, in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, next to Belk, online at turnersjewelers.com.
I'm Emily Bennett. My dad and his team at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. Takeuchi was the first to put rubber tracks on compact equipment. 58 years later, they've come from world first to world leader in compact equipment. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer a wide range of attachments from buckets and forks to forestry mulchers. Call my dad or visit BennettEquipment.net, and when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Allstate is known for quality insurance, but you might not know them for low rates. That's about to change. With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto. You know what else you might not know? The chicken came before the egg. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Wrote, Trubisky will show up with your shirt soon. That's funny. See, and this is what I'm saying. Nobody knows this, Ramona. Nobody knows where Trubisky is. Texter 419, honest man, said, I had no clue Mitch was the backup in Buffalo. What the heck? See, no one knows that. No one knows that. Oh, look, Ramona, as usual, you yes. laugh at that. Yes. But every time we play them, people want to know who it is. Go ahead, Ramona, tell them.
You act like this is some sort of punishment.
Tell them, Ramona. Tell them what they can win, Johnny. Tell them.
That song is Lord Huron.
Right. That's exactly right. And every time we play it, play anything from them, people want to know who it is. And yet Ramona sits there and says, oh, they all sound the same. Meanwhile, she's listening to the Rolling Stones.
No, you're missing exactly the same with familiar tones because it's the same band. I'm talking about these songs sound exactly the same. Like I could play all three songs and it could be the same song. I could play one song for you and you'd think it was three.
None of that's true.
Lord Huron slander.
This is bogus. Yeah, more bogus. Like when you go after my guy Tom Waits for calling him a drunk. Unfortunate.
And I was mistaken. Cold Ground's not the one that he says. It's that other one I play.
Dexter 678 says, love it, Walt. Local show love. Can't believe it because that dog was missing how long now? 2 weeks? I don't know if it was 2 weeks, but I was worried about it. I really was. I mean, off air, I actually said to Craig, I said, you know, food and water is going to become a factor as well as heat. We got to find it. And so we did. And by the way, so many people congratulating Craig as well. You know, it's good to see. Everyone knows Craig plays that role. You know, he tries to, you know, alienate people. That's sort of what he does. But, I mean, you could hear it in his voice. I mean, he was shook to the core and just thrilled to get his dog back. So his dog Clemson back. So congratulations. It's just tremendous, tremendous news. Makes my Friday. To the phone, Seminole Ted and Tiger Pal Rachel. Seminole Ted, who apparently knows how many days we've been in business. Seminole Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
It was merely just an approximation of approximately 49 weeks worth of programming and multiplied that by 5 and then 20 and then 15 years and come up to a rough take of 3,600 episodes. So, I mean, that's quite a track record, you know. Doesn't seem like it.
And you said
that's a lot.
Yeah, and you said 49. You said based on 49 weeks, right?
Right. I figure you take 3 weeks of vacation a year. That doesn't include
shows. Yeah. You know what? Only the last couple of years, Dad. Up until then, I was on the 2 week program. But we may actually have a few more than we've set.
Let's go up to
excellent work there, Dad.
60.
Don't tell Ramona math. Math confuses her.
I don't need to know math like that. I have a calculator.
I don't need to know math like that. You don't need to. You don't know math like anything. What do you mean math like that?
Yes.
You want to do the wonder? Want to do the Wonderlic again? We missed it this year. We did not administer you the Wonderlic this year as we normally do.
I know it's a good thing. I don't know if they realize, but you have to be reminded of stuff. And if it's something I don't want to do, I just don't remind you. I know when the Wonderlic is. I just pretend I don't.
That's hysterical. Ramona thinks she got over. Okay. Wonderlic Monday at 3. You'll live to regret those words, producer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. I have a newsflash for you, producer Ramona. There's no expiration on the Wonderlic. It can be given at any time.
Give it to me anytime.
It can be given at any time.
That's true.
You'd be giving it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let's just say I go to the dentist because I don't want you to humiliate me.
That's good work, Ted. We appreciate that. How about your Braves, Ted? How you feeling?
We're in trouble, Walt. I mean, I've been saying that for a while now. We're in trouble. You got pitchers that punch the walls and break their hands. We got potential spousal abusers. We've got on our team, Hopefully he's going to be gone in short order. I doubt he'll see a Braves uniform again. I don't know what's out there to even trade for, Walt, to be honest with you. So at this point, are we looking at checking out what we really have in AAA and just letting whatever happens? Because I think the season's too far gone, Walt. I hate to say it, but, Soroka's not coming back, Freed's up and down, every week they say, oh, this is the Freed we were looking for. And then the next week he throws a bomb game, I just say, you just don't know what you're going to get Jekyll and Hyde. I can tell you, though, Walt, they listen to your show. I don't think Brian Snicker listens to your show because it wasn't long after you brought it up, they started shifting more. So, he's got to be a positive listener, Walt.
You never know, Ted. You never know. I appreciate that, Ted. And we'll see.
I will ask two questions real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
And take it off the air. So, first of all, Reichle is more than welcome to join us Noles fans in the trees since you haven't ran that one in a while. We'll gladly have room for him in the forest if it gets too bad for Notre Dame fans. But the other question is, do you think the Braves should go to the farm system or should they trade the farm system and try to get a retread pitcher? And I'll take that off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. Ramona, hang that up for me if you would. The Braves are in an interesting situation because this is a team that had major expectations at the start of the year. I mean, I believe the preseason win total in Atlanta was 96. I think it was the same total as the Padres. And obviously they've not played to that level. So the question is, do you think that this team, as they're presently constituted with an addition or two, could return to the expected form that produced that total number? Or is this just sort of a lost season given Soroka, given the other injuries, is this just a season where you just sort of say, look, let's just keep our young talent and run it back next year when we'll be fully stocked and fully loaded and get to where we want to be? I don't know. I think it depends on how close they are when that time comes. If they're still reasonably in contact, maybe if they're 7 games back, something like that, then I'm not so sure you don't play for the future.
I don't know if it's just me. Apparently, it's not just me. I think it's Seminole Ted feels this way. But this sort of feels like a lost season. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's sort of slipping away. And I don't know what the resolution is. I just don't think that this Braves team, the way they're presently constituted, is going to make any sort of run. What have they done so far from a run standpoint? Have they been able to string victories together? No. Let me get Tiger Pal Rachel in here. Rachel, good to have you, Rachel. Vibe Broadband Communication Phone Lines. Good.
So I got to say, before I ask my question, that was my favorite call you've ever had from Lincoln. I enjoyed the comment.
Yeah, so you like Lincoln funny. Blasting Notre Dame instead of blasting your Yankees.
That's right. He can do that anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got three questions for you. One, Notre Dame's going to kind of fall in that category probably, but who's the big team that, with all the expectations, that's really not going to live up to that this season? So maybe it's Notre Dame, maybe it's somebody else. And then
I think it's Alabama. I think Alabama enters the season as one of the two favorites to win the national championship, and I just don't think there's a foundation for that. I mean, I think Alabama's going to wind up more like 6 and outside the playoff. I acknowledge that the division looks pretty easy. The division looks about as down as it's been. There's uncertainty at Auburn, uncertainty at A&M, where you'll have a new quarterback, uncertainty at Ole Miss, uncertainty at LSU. But I think that they lose at least one game in that division and maybe two, because I just think they've suffered too many losses. I also think Notre Dame fits that category, because I believe I had Notre Dame. Where did I have Notre Dame, Ramona? They were outside the top 10, 11, 12. Where did I have them?
12.
All right. I think there's going to be slippage there too. So I think both, if you're looking for historical powers that will not have the type of year that most expect, I think it's Alabama and Notre Dame.
Okay, so who sneaks into the top 5 or 10 this year? That's maybe a little unexpected. Who does better?
I think it's Iowa State. I think it's Iowa State.
Okay, I can see that.
Iowa State, yeah, they won 9 games last year. They have no fear of Oklahoma. That is the regular season. They return virtually everybody. It's like year 17 for Brock Purdy at quarterback. In Hall, they have arguably the most talented back in the country. I think he probably is the most talented back in the country. So they have it all. They return Charlie Kohler, the tight end. He didn't go pro either. You know, he's the size of the sun, 6'7", and 270, whatever, and he blocks people out. So I think they have a lot of pieces. And last year is the first year under Campbell that they showed grit. Things started out badly. Remember, they lost the game to Louisiana at home, which was a devastating loss to the program. But they rebounded, and they got tougher and tougher. And again, they're the one team in that league in recent years that has proven they have no fear of Oklahoma. They fully believe they're better than Oklahoma. And really, if you base it on the last 3 years, you could probably make the case that they are. So they're my team. I think Iowa State is the surprise team of the college football season.
So that would make for an interesting season. Okay, last question. Can Coastal Carolina repeat the success that they had last year, maybe even make it into the top 10 this year?
Well, I have them at 7, and I've already said, I think they are actually going to be better this year than they were last year. They're absolutely loaded. They return basically everybody, and they're exceedingly well coached. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how many times
Chadwell and staff are going to have to do this before people get it. I mean, he's done it everywhere he's been. I don't know what it will take, but I think they do wind up the year in the top 10. I think there's a really good chance they win every game, and they're going to play a tough league. I mean, Louisiana's loaded. Yeah. That league is loaded. App State is going to be good again, but I love the coaching staff. I think they're as well coached as anybody in the country. And then you add in Grayson McCall, and I'm here to say this: the toughest kid playing quarterback in America is Grayson McCall. He's just he is tough as cliche alert nails dirt. He is all that. I mean, you know, he still flexed a defensive end last year. I mean, he's the kid just keeps coming. He has a champion's heart. He wants desperately to win, and that's what this game is about. Hey, Rachel, great questions. Good job. Excellent job.
Thanks, Walt.
Walt Tiptoolah Rotary. Stop.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 9.